Hello, hello. Welcome, Take Two Family, to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. But it's only me today. I'm flying solo here today, and I need your help. So we're excited to just dive right into the topic. But before we do, I just have to rewind a little bit from yesterday. First of all, Jerry Usher's not with us today because he's traveling back home to California after the retreat. So we wish him safe traveling. Jerry, go with the angels. I'm sure they'll be on each wing of the plane getting you back to California. But Jerry, thought he would go off his recall in memory. And as Jerry and I crossed over the 50 plus years in life, I realized that that's probably not the best thing for us to do. So I'm just going to rewind from yesterday. We just shared how the wonderful Stand Tall retreat was incredible, and so many great breakthroughs are happening, and really quite miraculous situations are happening as well, which we are just praising God for, and we're just so grateful for. But we were sharing how we kind of called it an international retreat because we had a wonderful couple from Canada that attended. So we get to call it an international retreat, but we were mentioning the states that were represented with the retreat attendees. So I just want to go down the list. I wrote it down because you, dear retreatants, very quickly emailed us and said, you forgot about my state. So we're going to go down the list. And I'm kind of chuckling because one of the states I forgot about, I don't know how I could forget. And think you know which state that is. New Jersey. So New Jersey was represented as well. So let me go run down the list of who was represented at the first of we hope, many Stand Tall retreats. Nebraska, New York, Arizona, California, Washington State, Illinois, Alabama, Canada, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Georgia, Indiana, Texas, Ohio, Florida, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. Okay, I think I got it all. So no more emails, you guys. I think, okay, we may have to do it again tomorrow because we might have forgotten one, but I don't think so. I wrote it down this time. So thank you so much to everybody who attended the first Stand Tall retreat. It was truly amazing. And Jerry announced yesterday that we are prayerfully considering, and it's looking like it's moving to the great state of Texas for the next Stand Tall retreat. So please stay tuned in when we come on the air on Take Two so that you can get all of the details so you can be one of the first to sign up. We actually have quite a few that have signed up already from the first Stand Tall retreat. So this is exciting, and it's kind of got a nice momentum to it, and we want it to keep going. Okay, so I covered all that. Thank you so much. I'm going to move right into our topic for today. What passage, what person do you most identify with in the Bible? Okay, so there's a certain passage that may jump out at you all the time, or you kind of meditate on throughout different life experiences, or a person of the Bible that you just think to yourself, boy, that's similar to what I'm going through, or, you know, I kind of want to model myself and how I react after this person in the Bible. And so we want to talk about that today. Now, I'm just going to be right up front and share with you what passage and what person really jumps out at me and kind of manifests, if you will, the presence of that passage and that person in my life and circumstances. And then you'll know a little bit of, get a little insight into why I named my children the names that they are. Okay. So the first one is Daniel in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. Daniel. And we know that the angel came and spared Daniel from getting devoured by the lion, and he emerged, you know, miraculously. So Daniel is a very strong character for me in the Bible, and hence why my first son's name is Daniel. Okay. Well, also too, my father-in-law's name was Daniel, but Daniel is a very powerful name for me in my life. And then Matthew 19:26, you hear me quote that scripture passage all the time. And it's when Jesus said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And I've always really, meditated on that and really lived by that. I tried to anyway, and it's actually in a couple places in my home on the wall kind of a scripture art, and it's just really powerful. So my second son is Matthew, wouldn't you know? Okay, so Jerry's not on the show today, and we're going to hold off till the very end. When you call in, maybe you can share who you think, which character really resonates for Jerry, okay? And at the end, I'll share with you, because he shared before he left for his journey back to California. Jeff Burson is on the controls today, and Jeff Burson shared that Thomas, St. Thomas in the Bible is really, powerful for him. And that's fascinating, because, you know, we know how Thomas, you know, had that moment where he doubted, you know, where he doubted, but then, you know, strongly convicted. And so it's real. That's a cool one, I think. I think we can all kind of identify with Thomas as well. And I'm waiting for Matt Gabinski to share. He's answering the phones to share what passage or person means the most to him. Rich Jesse, our producer, is on vacation. So when he gets back, we'll ask him as well. So here's the number. I set the stage, set the table. I want to give you the phone number to call in for the show today. It's 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Okay, 3986 is the last four digits, EWTN. So 833-288-EWTN. Phone lines are starting to light up. Don't leave me alone here, okay? I don't want to be talking to myself. I mean, Jeff can weigh in. I mean, he can open up the mic and come in, but it would just be Jeff and I. We want you. You drive the show. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. So think for a moment, pray about it, and then call in, because something you share can help another soul. Okay, so it's very, very important that you participate. Also, too, you can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. You wait for a response, and then you text your first name in and the person or the passage that means the most to you. Jerry Usher is traveling today, so it's just me, Debbie Giorgiani, and you. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we'll be right back.
Bishop Robert Barron.
Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use Catholic radio to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Post your intentions on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's website. To get there, just click on the bright yellow J&D logo at take2show.com. Jerry and Debbie personally reply to every prayer intention that's posted. Others will also offer you their prayer support. When there's something important you want prayers for, post it on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's site. Visit take2show.com. Click on the J&D logo today.
EWTN Radio Classics is our 24/7 teaching and devotionals channel straight from the EWTN archives. Go classic with EWTN Radio Classics online at EWTNradio.net and on the EWTN app.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John chapter 8, verse 51. Jesus is in a discussion with some of the leaders of the Jews. They're talking about Abraham. Abraham lived 1,500 years before the time of Jesus. So in the course of the discussion, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." He says that often in the Gospels. "He who keeps my word or believes in me will never die." To which the Jews say, "Now we know you have a demon." And they say, "Abraham died, as did the prophets, all the patriarchs, the great men and women of the history of Israel. All these people died, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death? Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets, who died?" And Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad." To which the Jews say, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham?" And Jesus answers, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."
Thanks for being with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about who your favorite Bible character is and who you kind of align yourself with and pray to. So also to what passage you meditate on. We want to hear from you. Here's the number, 1-833-288-EWTN. EWTN. Don't hesitate. Okay, Matt Gabinski weighed in, our call screener, and he said his favorites are Parable of the Lost Sheep. Oh, yeah, Matt, that is awesome. And St. Peter is who he identifies with, because St. Peter, as we know, denying Jesus, you know, messed up a lot, but then got himself back on the path. And look, he's the rock. So Matt's taken, wow, Peter the rock. And Matt, you're our rock right now because you're answering the phone and you're doing all that hard work. Jeff and I are just kind of, Jeff's behind the controls and, you know, I'm on the mic, but Matt, we just, God bless you. It's amazing how you do it. So call in and make Matt's day at 1-833-288-EWTN. The reason why I kind of stumbled on that is because I wanted to share with you, as you know, today is Mardi Gras Day. We used to call it Fat Tuesday, day before the 40 days of Lent. Lent starts tomorrow. And I just wanted to have you highlight, you know, EWTN has great programs all day long. In fact, as a matter of fact, just set your dial, keep it on all day. Put it on in your cars. I have radios and all sorts of ways to get EWTN. Alexa, I have, and I have it all over the house. So you might want to do that as well. But Cresta in the afternoon, Al Cresta is doing going to be a fabulous lineup to get us ready for Lent, and it's all about Lenten preparation. And one of his guests is Chris Stefanik, and I absolutely love Chris's work. And I know Chris Stefanik is going to do a great job, and the others as well. So please make sure you stay tuned in. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Al Cresta in the afternoon. So I just wanted to highlight that. Jeff, are you there? Can you open up the mic for a second?
Sure, Debbie. How you
doing? Oh, hi, Jeff. How are you? Cool. Let me ask you a quick question. So go back to Thomas for a moment. You had shared yesterday that Thomas was your favorite. Can you just share just a little snippet of maybe why? Because it might give our listeners an idea of what we're looking for today.
Well, what I love about Thomas is he had doubt at the very beginning. And I think through my life, I've had doubt in regards to the faith or different things. And mm-hmm. Thomas had the doubt at the very beginning. And then
Jeff,
yes.
Matt Gabinski's saying we can't hear Jeff. I can't hear Jeff. So are we sure you're on?
I'm here.
You're on. Okay. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So basically, it was the doubt that Thomas had at the very beginning. And I think I have that in my life as well. But once I accepted Jesus and accepted the faith, I went 100% in. I dove completely into the Catholic faith because I'm a convert. So when I didn't understand about the faith, and once I got in and found out about the Catholic faith, I dived 100% in. I've been 100% for, 28 years now of being a Catholic. So
that's awesome. Praise God. Mm-hmm. That's great. See, yeah, I love how you said that, because I call it sometimes just like, you know, diving into the deep or free falling and just going all in. Because when you do that, Jeff, you know, that's when the blessings, I think anyway, and the graces really flow. Would you agree with that?
I agree completely. It was just, you know, I had to surrender is basically it to become in the faith. And I thought that Thomas did the same thing. He, you know, felt the sides of Christ. And at that moment, he realized what the truth was. Mm-hmm. And I did the same thing. I had to realize in my life that what the truth was in regards to what I needed. And the Catholic faith is where I was. And I've been gung-ho ever since.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you, Jeff, so much for sharing that. Okay, back onto the controls, Jeff. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and please call in. There is an open phone line. We need to hear from you. I'm all alone today. Well, Jeff's there, but we want to hear from you. So dial in right now, 1-833-288-EWTN, and share what favorite passage or what person really speaks to your heart, your soul. Let's hear what Ron has to say in Los Angeles, California. You're listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Take Two.
Good morning, and cock-a-doodle-doo to you, too.
Oh, Ron, I love to hear laugh.
My greetings and prayers to both you and Jerry, happy flights out there.
Thank you.
This morning's topic, I had to jump in real quick so I knew I could get in, but I had two characters or two persons from the Bible that got my attention to remind me of. The first was Job with all his trials, both physical, mental, and demonic and all that. The second was King David and the line about the man after God's own heart, as I struggled to stay on that path to heaven, basically. And as far as the scripture passage, Psalms 23 is the one I try to recite the most in my mind, but oftentimes I have brain farts and I forget how to pray it.
Well,
there we go.
Well, Ron, I'll tell you that what you picked, I think so many cling to, especially Job and of course, King David. But the Psalm 23 is such a powerful psalm. And so many times we hear it spoken, and we kind of pick a little part of it, and it kind of resonates. But if you really break down Psalm 23, it has so many deep, rich elements to it that can pertain to the journey of life. And so I really thank you for mentioning Psalm 23. I actually didn't have it on the list that I was going to kind of talk about. So I'm so grateful to you that you mentioned that. Now, Ron, just out of curiosity, do you want to take a stab at who's Jerry Usher's person in the Bible?
You know, my first thought was Saint John the Baptist.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you're going to have to listen for the whole show, Ron, because when I share it at the end. So I'm going to put that down. So you said Saint John. Interesting. Okay, I like that.
The reason I even thought that was I'm thinking, you know, Jerry, I know, I believe he was a convert, but he, you know, his faith strengthened up and got into the ministry. So I'm thinking, you know, he's a thumper out there. So why not Saint John?
Wow. Now, he was actually, he's actually a cradle Catholic. He had like a, okay. I guess you would call it like a reversion or kind of a deepening into his faith.
Just as I got my spiritual 2x4 upside my head back in 2000.
Right. Well, we all. I'll tell you. Well, Ron, you sound really strong today, and you're kind of chuckling. So I like that. Keep that spirit, Ron. It's so good to hear your voice, and I appreciate the contribution today. You'll see at the end of the show. So stay tuned in, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Will do. Many thanks, and thanks on the prayers.
Thank you, Ron. Oh, we continue to pray. Thank you. Okay, that was Ron from Los Angeles getting the first up a virtual patients award. I'm not patients, virtual award. See, I'm jumping the gun here. Okay, but Ron got the first up award. So next is Mike in Illinois listening so patiently. And welcome, Mike, to Take Two.
Yes, I'm going through a time right now like Job. The public-private partnership is probably going to entail commercialization of rest areas, which means over 400 of us blind people are going to no longer have a job. And then also my landlord just died, and the landlady wants me to move. And my primary employee, basically my only employee, she just went into the hospital yesterday with something very, very bad. And there's several other minor things, but I won't mention them. And I'm also a convert from a few years back, and my journey in has been wonderful.
Oh, well, Mike, it sounds like you're going through a little bit of a storm or a potential storm. You kind of see like the clouds coming in a little bit in the horizon. Mike, I have to tell you, as you were speaking, I put down Job, that's your favorite, or I shouldn't say favorite, you align yourself with right now, especially. But Mike, I want to just let you know that the Take Two family, we definitely value prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. So I'm just going to ask the Take Two family to surround Mike with prayers right now. Mike, I feel strongly with your name that you just got to rely on the St. Michael prayer. St. Michael prayer. If you haven't incorporated that in your prayer routine, please do. Please do. And please be assured of our prayers. Okay. And you got to check back with us, because that really seems troubling. As you were sharing it, I could start to feel kind of this twinge in my stomach for you. So I could just imagine what you're feeling, Mike. You're maintaining the joy, Mike.
Well, not really. I mean, I said, this, I'm not normally in Job time, but right now for sure.
Wow.
I sort of survive by listening to Catholic radio and Catholic TV. It helps me a lot.
Okay,
but,
well,
With the public-private partnership, it's going to directly affect, I mean, 400 of us blind people are no longer going to have a job, and there's no alternatives, and it also is going to indirectly affect literally thousands, as well as it also will affect adversely any businesses along the interstate. But I guess that's not really what I'm called to talk about, but right. That's part of what's going on.
Well,
but
you know what?
Of the minor things. Certainly not going to enumerate those.
Right. But, Mike, you know what, though? You're sharing the things that are really weighing on your heart. So we're going to be there for you for prayer. So count on that. Feel that, Mike. But you keep yourself, okay, centered in prayer and focused on prayer. And let's see where the good Lord takes this. You know, Mike, you heard me say at the beginning, Matthew 19:26 is my favorite passage. Because, again, I will say to you, Mike, Jesus said, and Jesus doesn't lie. Jesus said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. He doesn't say some things, maybe a few things. He says all things are possible. So let's really storm heaven and make this possible for you not to, lose that position and have others lose their jobs. And we want you to have life and have it to the full, like God wants us to. I mean, that's what we want for everybody. We should want that. So let's lift each other up in prayer, right? So we'll do that for you, Mike.
I'm also into the charismatic movement, so I certainly understand about prayer.
Yes, good. Okay, so keep us posted, Mike. We really expect that you're going to be calling back relatively soon and telling us that you have a praise report. So you hang on there, Mike, and I'll tell you what, prayers are powerful. Thank you for the call. We're with you.
Thank you.
And thank you. God bless you. Wow. So, okay, we got to, God said, he wants us to have life and to have it to the fullest. You know, that means we can expand those things that are right in front of us, and we think, oh, there's no way this could happen. Oh, my goodness, God maybe doesn't want this for me. That's not necessarily the truth. God wants it for us. So let's rejoice in that. Let's really hold fast to our prayers and our focus on Christ and see what God has in store. Okay, Jasmine, you have also been waiting so patiently in San Jose, California on Sirius XM 130. Welcome, Jasmine, to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
My favorite, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay, yeah, I have several favorite women in the Bible, but I'm just going to name a few. The first one that I truly admire is Ruth, and just her dedication to her husband who had passed away and to her mother-in-law, that, is just admirable. And mm-hmm. I wish to be like her in the future. I'm engaged right now, so I just aspire to be like her. And Esther, she found mm-hmm. courage.
Right.
She faced the king. Deborah, the first prophetess in the Bible, and Mary Magdalene, who, with her tears and, with alabaster oil, was able to wipe the feet of Jesus. So
beautiful.
That's all I wanted to share.
Oh, well, that's all you wanted to share. That's amazing. That's everything. I love that you focused on that. And that's just beautiful. And you shared snippets of their strength, their faith. And that's wonderful. And sometimes I think, Jasmine, we very quickly will, when we think about the Bible, of course we pick the very popular figures that jump out at us. But you cited characters in the Bible that sometimes get forgotten, and they really shouldn't, because their story is extremely powerful and can work in our lives. And it seems like it's done that with you, Jasmine. So I appreciate so very much you highlighting the powerful women of the Bible. I think that's awesome. And you mentioned Deborah in there, so that of course made my day.
Yes.
did you just throw Deborah in for me, or did you really? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I really love Deborah, and I've always said when I have a daughter, I would love to name her Deborah, just because of the courage that she mm-hmm. had to lead the king in battle, and they won in victory.
Yeah.
And even though
yeah.
the king himself wasn't, he wasn't strong, he didn't have the courage, but she had it, And so it really showed that how women can really stand up if you believe in God. And we tend to think that we're, at least I have thought of myself not having enough faith, not having enough courage, and having to depend on man. But I see how God uses us sometimes to step up and help our counterpart, or help those, even if they are, if we see them courageous, you know, just be the gap stander. And it was just amazing. When I was a little girl, I always thought of that story. And it happened to be your name. So
yeah, there you go. So you made my day, and I'm all alone today on the show, but you're here and you made my day. So Jasmine, you got another couple minutes. Can we hold you over just after this quick break? I've got a question for you. If you can do that, hang on the line.
Sure.
Okay, good. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry's traveling back to his home state of California, where he lives, and post-retreat, and we are still on that wonderful post-retreat high. I love it. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'll be right back.
The Trump administration rolls back the Health and Human Services contraceptive mandate.
U.S. bishops calling for the total elimination of nuclear weapons.
Pope Francis offers prayers for the victims of the California wildfires.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks.
And Pope Francis says the death penalty is contrary to the gospel.
Your link to news headlines Catholics count on at the top of the hour. Weekdays on EWTN Radio.
Hello, this is Janet Morena of Priest for Life with Pro Life Update. Tomorrow, the season of Lent begins. By our penance, we say no to ourselves and yes to God and others. This reverses the power of sin, by which we say yes to ourselves and no to God and others. A perfect Lenten practice is to speak up even more for unborn children. Lent calls us to greater love and less selfishness. When we defend the unborn, we defend people who cannot thank us and who don't even know we are defending them. This makes our efforts even more sacrificial and selfless. At times, we will suffer ridicule from others for our pro-life stand. To sacrifice our comfort, our pride, or our popularity is a beautiful Lenten sacrifice that brings us closer to the Lord and brings the unborn closer to safety. This is Janet Morena on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Catholic Radio gives us an opportunity to become part of a larger family. It can be so lonely when we are struggling in our faith or just try to live our faith on our own. But Catholic Radio connects us to that larger community of faith, where we're able to get the support, the encouragement, and the grace that we need to not just struggle on, but to really celebrate all the blessings that God brings into our life through our Catholic faith.
Dr. Greg Popcheck thinks Catholic Radio is important. So should you.
We're talking today on Take Two about what person or passage in the Bible do you most identify with? That's what we're really asking. Just like Jasmine has been sharing those powerful women of the Old Testament and New, St. Mary Magdalene, that really made an impact in her life. And so I want to ask her another question. But Mike from Illinois, if you're still listening, can you call back and tell Matt Gabinski who you think, if you want to, who you think Jerry's favorite or you know, most influential character he feels in the Bible for him? I thought it would be fun if we have a little contest to see who wins. you'll get a virtual award. Okay, so Jasmine, real quickly back to you. You were saying about Deborah, and if you have a little girl, you would name her Deborah. You know, I would just like to encourage others maybe to do that as well. Not because I love my name and I wanted to see it go on for centuries, but I read recently that Deborah is considered a dying name, and eventually it's going to die out. Mm-hmm. And so that's unfortunate, because as you said, Jasmine, that she was very, very powerful in the Bible. And it's this shame when you know, I have nothing against these wonderful creative names that are thought up by parents. I think they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But when we have these powerful religious characters in the Bible that we could name our children after. I mean, think how much more, I would think anyway, that some of the maybe graces might flow, or blessings, or maybe, you know, who knows? Would you kind of agree with that, Jasmine, that, you know, that's pretty powerful to have like a powerful woman's name from the Old Testament?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it also gives an opportunity to tell or speak about the story and, you know, kind of testify and talk about the Bible and just truly share our faith whenever we do have a biblical name. I don't have one, but it would have been nice.
Do you have a middle name? How about a middle name that's biblical?
I do. It's Daniela, but so in English, Danielle.
Right.
So okay. The male counterpart, Daniel.
Is Daniel.
There you go. So maybe that. Daniel, but yeah.
Yeah,
but
see,
I just really do love that name.
That's awesome.
The first female prophetess. How could you not? It's a big deal in the Bible.
At least from when. Right, in the Old Testament, yeah. Absolutely. But Jasmine, I have to tell you, I love your name. I actually love saying it. It kind of just rolls off the tongue. It's just, I love it. It just makes you feel happy. It's a happy name.
You.
Yeah. So that's awesome. I love the fact that Daniela, because that's great. That's in line with, what I was saying earlier about Daniel, is one of my go-tos, Daniel in the lion's den. I think about that all the time, and the strength it took, you know, to even when the king told him, you know, you're not going to be praising God and praying to God. So he got thrown in the lion's den, but who saves him? An angel. I love it. Jasmine, thank you so much. You brightened my day as well, and I just really appreciate it. Oh,
definitely.
Did you share?
Thank you for letting me come on.
Thank you. Did you share about, Jerry? Which one you thought, Jerry? Did I?
No, but I think Jerry is St. Paul. St. Paul. I don't know if he really resonates with him, like with his life. Jerry's a credo Catholic, but I do believe that St. Paul is just, if I were male, that's who I would choose.
Okay. I love that. Okay. Well, I'll let you know you know what's going to happen though. When he comes back on the show tomorrow, he's going to say, "Oh, I do resonate with all those." Cause he probably will, cause he'll see something in his life. But that's awesome. That's a great guess. Okay, Jasmine, you have a beautiful rest of your day in fabulous San Jose, California. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, if you want to get on the show and share your favorite passage or your person, your character of the Bible that kind of speaks to you, and maybe your life is kind of paralleling that person's in the Bible, call in and share, because what you have to say can really help another. Here's the number, 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-EWTN. Okay, next up is Carol in Ohio. Hi, Carol, listening on The Rock. Welcome.
Thank you very much. My favorite person in the Bible is St. John. He is the disciple who stood alone with Mary next to the cross when Jesus was dying. And Jesus, while on the cross, asked him to take care of his mother Mary when he died. And only John was brave enough to stand by the cross with Mary, who was so sorrowful.
When you were just speaking about that, Carol, I just could feel the Holy Spirit. And I'm thinking, I just visualized him being at the foot of the cross and just all that responsibility, if you will, that Jesus left to him, and he took it on, you know, to take care of his mother. And Carol, I love that. I actually thought about that and prayed about St. John this morning, and it was interesting that you're bringing him up. So, did you ever see Passion of the Christ with the Mel Gibson movie?
No, but I did see the Passion play. It was like given in our church with local people, but no, I did not see that.
It's just so powerful. You know, it's so powerful. We have this image it looks like, you know, sometimes we have these artistic images of the cross and the crucifixion, and they seem so, you know, it's so clean and kind of sterile, but it was messy and it was so it was so big. I mean, you think about, we got to see the nails recently, replicas of the nails that were driven into Jesus's his hands and his feet, and his, and it was, oh my goodness, they're so big. They're like the size of a hammer. I mean, they're huge. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, yeah, sometimes when we think about this, I wonder if we really, if we truly realize how much it was way beyond, I think, any one of us could have endured. You know what I mean? He went through so much for us. And if there was, I say this all the time, but it's so true. If there was only one Carol in the world, only one Carol, and it was you, he still would have suffered and died for you.
Oh my, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for imparting that. So would you like to take a guess on Jerry Usher's, who's his favorite character or his person in the Bible?
Oh boy. I'm going to say John. I'll say John.
Oh, that's a good one. Very good. I know that he has, see, this is interesting. Everybody's guessed so far. I know Jerry has tapped into those characters in the Bible. I know he has. So it's very interesting that you picked that. So, okay, I'll put that down, Carol. Okay. We got you on there. Thanks for calling.
Oh, certainly. Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, next, let me just give the number again, and I want to share something real quickly. The number to call in, it used plenty of time, is 1-833-288-EWTN. That's the number if you want to share your favorite passage of the Bible or the character that really kind of resonates with you. You just, you align yourself with. The other thing I want to share too is as we are doing this show, I realize, and if Jeff, if you're listening, which I know you are because you're at the controls, I think all of the characters of the Bible, there's something we can identify with. It's pretty quite amazing because as calls are coming in, I'm going, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. So it's really, I'm learning as we're doing this. But also too, real quickly, I just wanted to highlight this. This is really, really important. So listen up, please, please. Catholic News Agency, CNA is the only fast, reliable, and free. Don't you love that word? Free Catholic news source that brings blogs and stories and opinions and more right to your fingertips. So if you want the latest Catholic news free, I can't say it enough, go to visit CatholicNewsAgency.com. It's an online service from EWTN News. You see how EWTN is taking care of all of us in so many ways? It's pretty awesome. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Mary in Charleston, South Carolina, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Thanks for waiting, and welcome to Take Two with just me.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. I was calling in to share a verse that has been very important to me in my adult life. It's Matthew 5:48. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And the reason that that is particularly meaningful to me is that I was raised Catholic. I'm in my 60s, so sort of old school. And what was really emphasized to us when we were young was our unworthiness. And in fact, a friend of mine who is of similar age describes it as the doctrine of the lowly worm. And that's sort of what we were raised with. Mm-hmm. And I think that I thought as a child that you could never live up to God's expectations of you. And, of course, what I discovered as I became an adult is that it's God's grace that allows us to be perfect as he is perfect. And, of course, that really means completed. Mm-hmm. And you notice that it's an imperative. He doesn't say, try to be perfect or seek to be perfect. He says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And so to me, it's a very hopeful verse. It's very encouraging because our Lord is telling us what is possible for us through God's grace.
That is beautifully said, Mary. When I, one of the professors in my graduate class in theology, he also said, similar to what you were saying, but he also said that it, when you said completed or be perfect means completed, he also said it also means just to be authentic, to be authentically yourself, mm-hmm. as created in God's image and likeness. And so I add that as well, because I absolutely love that verse too. And because it is hope. It does instill a sense of hope. Some people, when they first read it, they do have that overwhelming sense like, oh, I'm never going to measure up, you know? And then, if you really look at it and meditate on scripture, scripture is really meant to give us freedom and hope and abundance and eternal life. And it points us always to bigger, better things. And so,
well, and you know, the Lord wouldn't say something like that to us were it not possible.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's true. That's very true. Now, Mary, did I catch that correctly? Are you Catholic or are you raised Catholic?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay, you're
practicing Catholic and still Catholic.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, because I wasn't sure, because I actually looked. I was writing down as you were talking, and I, you know, Mary, as I get older, I can't even write and listen anymore. Oh my goodness. That is profound what you had to share, and I think that is really powerful. Now, let me challenge you. Do you have Matthew 5:48 somewhere displayed in your home?
Actually, yes, I have it. I have several verses that are on sticky notes at the bottom of my computer.
Cool.
And my favorite, actually, because I spend a lot of time at my computer, and probably the one that I read absolutely every single day many times, is Psalm 51, where it says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me," because that encourages me every day to be aware of the necessity of a pure heart.
Right, right.
And that actually speaks to what you were talking about being authentic and being transparent. I think those things are encapsulated by the idea of a pure heart.
Yeah. Oh, amen to that. Oh, when you just said that, wow. Mary, I could talk to you forever. That is awesome. That is very, and I love the fact that I love the fact that you have these sticky notes right there. I mean, you're spending a lot of time at the computer. See, this is the thing, Mary. We need constant reminders because we are constantly in this world being bombarded with things from the outside and distracted. And so I've had some people say to me, "Why do you have these scripture passages all over your house? And that, don't you know them already?" Of course I know them. But guess what? I'm having a bad day. I look up, like right now in my studio, I look up and I see Saint Michael. I have an icon of Saint Michael. I have, Jesus, I trust in you, divine mercy image. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, you're looking up and you're seeing all these wonderful images. The Blessed Mother's right in front of me. I got Padre Pio over here to the right. I mean, it lets you stay focused. And what are we focused on, Mary? God. Right? We should be anyway.
And, you know, I love the thought of renew a right spirit within me, because maybe 5 minutes ago you were having some sort of hateful thoughts about somebody or about some email you had gotten or something that you had to take care of that you didn't want to take care of or whatever it might be. And you can be renewed in any moment. I mean, it's renewed many times during the day and renewed every day. And so that, again, to me, is such a hopeful verse. God's grace is so abundant, but we do have to be aware of it. We have to think about it, and that's what the reminders are for.
Amen, sister. Oh, I love it. I love what you have to say. Mary, let me ask you this. Do you want to take a stab on who you think Jerry's character in the Bible is? I want to get you down on the list.
I think I'm going to go for Paul.
Oh, you're going to go for Paul, too? Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Mary, thank you so much. Truly, I mean this. If you ever want to continue the conversation and kind of share some of these spiritual insights, please email us. It's take2@ewtn.com. take2@ewtn.com.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary. I love your spirit. And I love Charleston, South Carolina. Absolutely love it. My brother went to the Citadel. He graduated from the Citadel.
Yeah, well, it's God's country down here. That's all I can say.
it's beautiful. Yeah, friends of ours moved from Arizona to South Carolina just recently, and they sent back Facebook posts saying, "We don't miss Arizona." So we were like, "Thanks a lot."
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, when I was a child, there were just South Carolinians here. Do you know what I mean? There hardly anybody knew about Charleston or about South Carolina. And gosh, during my lifetime, that has changed so much. much. And we welcome everybody here.
You sure do. It's a friendly, friendly place. Well, thank you, Mary. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Right. Thank you. Thank God you. Bless you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, there's an open phone line, and here is the number, 1-833-288-EWTN, but we're going to start to be winding down for the show. So we're going to move to Dave in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Dave. Did you get home safely?
Yes, I did. I didn't just knock you off, did I?
No, you didn't. Dave was on the retreat, the Stand Tall retreat, and you drove home, and so you're home safely. That's good. We were all praying, Dave. So, Dave. Huh?
I wanted to stick around a little bit yesterday, but I had to get going.
Okay, at
EWTN,
you were at. That's awesome. So, Dave, share with us your favorite or your favorite passage.
Turn it up a cheek is what I try to live by. But Dave, I always go by Dave because I didn't like David Morrow's and stuff. But he loved God, and he kept up, you know. And maybe I do side with David more than I realize. The other one is Jonah. You know, he started a fire to get out of the well. And it seems like I keep on getting knocked down. But by the grace of God and the love for Christ, I keep on fighting. Just like I said Saturday night, just dust myself off and fight again. And it's easy with the grace of the Lord. It's worthwhile. It makes the fight worth it. You know, we got a lot of, you know, Lucifer, Satan, devil, you know, all one, you know, three names right there, you know, all the same person. And he's just fighting, you know, to fight. And we got to pray more. And we got to fight back.
Absolutely.
If we don't fight back, we go nowhere, you know.
Right.
We can't wallow, but.
Well, and Dave, you said something very, very, I think, important for all of us to really focus in on, and that is that when we kind of fall down or we're being bombarded, we got to get up. We've got to get up. We can't stay laying down. We got to get up and dust ourselves off and keep on that path, and you know, and fighting the good fight and staying strong. And you mentioned David in the Bible and Jonah, and then of course turn the other cheek. I'll tell you, Dave, my experience of you on the retreat, you're a very kind man. Absolutely. So I can see that passage really works in your life. Okay, Dave, real quick, because we're winding down. Take a stab at who you think Jerry's character is.
John the Baptist. I mean, John the Baptist.
Okay.
Catholic Answers. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Catholic Answers Live you're talking to about for Jerry?
He evangelizes a lot in a way, you know. John the Baptist, you know, baptizing Christ and everything else. For some reason, I think of that.
Okay. I put that down for you, Dave. John the Baptist for Jerry, because he's an evangelizer. I like that. I really do. Thanks, Dave. We're so glad you're home safe. Stay warm in Indiana. And we will talk to you soon. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay. One more, Liz. Liz in Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Liz. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. I was just coming on my lunch and listening to your show. And I was thinking about my children, and I never thought I'd have children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed to be married and to have children, and I have a daughter. And I told my husband before I had children that if I had a child and she was a daughter, I'd name her Ruth, based on the Book of Ruth.
Nice.
Because I was moved by that and what Ruth represented in terms of her love and compassion and loyalty and her courage to move on, to follow and be loyal to her family and the love of her mother-in-law. The other was Timothy, but when I had my son, it was a very difficult pregnancy. By the grace of God, through the Holy Spirit, and Father Leo and the doctors that I did and my son are alive because I had a very, very difficult pregnancy. And at one point it was very dark in my pregnancy, and I didn't feel that I could continue living, and there was a light, just a small light in my mind, in my heart, and I felt that my son would be Leo. But the thing was, is that I called my pastor, Father Leo, and I asked if I could name my son after him. And Father Leo said that, one, we don't know what you're having because it was so early in the trimester. And he says, no, it will be a boy, and I'd like to name him Leo. And anyways, as it turned out, I did have a son, and his name is Leo, and we're doing well 14 and a half years later.
Wow.
So it's by the grace of God and the things that I've witnessed in my life and being moved through God's graces that I try to teach my children that before they were born with God, they communed and chose us to be their parents, to be teachers to us in this earthly journey on our way back to our heavenly journey. So I try to remind them and instill in them those thoughts, because it's not of this life, it's of our next life. And especially my son Leo, because he wanes in his faith and he's young and he's still just trying to grasp everything. But his premise is always, how will we know? And I always tell him those are the great mysteries.
Right.
And that as we have struggles in this life, those are things that we raise up, that those are our crosses to bear. But God will always, no matter where you are in your life, take care of you and protect you. And I go to the essentials of life is that if you were homeless, if you were without food, that God will always provide. And how do I know this? Because, Leo, I've been there. I've seen life and death. And we've moved through it. And my journey's not ending, but you're a part of teaching me through this life. So that's my story, and you guys were on the radio, so thank you for listening.
well, we are glad that you tuned in and then called in. Thank you so much. What an incredible story. Liz, I can hear you are a strong, strong woman. You are a strong woman with a spiritual core, and you have a love for God. You can hear it in your voice as you were. It almost sounded like you're kind of choking up with some tears when you're talking about your children and how they came into this world and the prayers and the names that you have for your children. Wow, you are a strong woman of faith. We are proud to know you and to hear your voice and to hear your story. Thank you for sharing it with us. I made so many notes. I can tell you right now, I made almost a page, a page and a little bit on the next page when you were speaking. God bless you for imparting your life story is catechesis. It enables us to help us. Thank you, Liz. God bless you for today.
Thank you. You know, we were blessed to go to World Youth Day.
Nice.
With Pope Francis. So beautiful. That took a lot of time and labor and volunteering to raise money and such. But never more was that message present when we were waiting to go in to view St. Faustina's relics.
Wow.
And Ruth and I were separate. Mm-hmm. We did the pilgrimage, and Father Joe was leading the rosary in our pilgrimage, and we waited for almost 12 to 3 hours, and I was in so much pain in my back and my feet and everything, and I was just constantly in prayer and asking for relief.
Well, we're glad you were in constant prayer and hope you did get that relief. But Liz, you hear that music. We got to close the show, and everybody is waiting for Jerry's person in the Bible. It's David, King David, King David in the Bible. But I'm sure he's going to tell us tomorrow that he probably relates to all the ones that you picked for him as well. So thank you so much. You did a great job on this show. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Lenten practices. We want you to share with us your Lenten focus for this year. Jerry will be back, and that'll be great. And we'll have a wonderful conversation tomorrow. So until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.